You're on with Mario Lopez.
Okay. What up? It's Mario Lopez joining us right now. The women of the real, Adrian, Jeannie, and Tamara. How's it going?
Yo.
I love
doing
seeing you
well.
Girls.
We love seeing
put,
you.
Thank you. Always puts a smile on my face. Y'all look great, by the way.
Thank you.
Stuck in a time warp. Y'all don't age.
Saying that about you.
You're so sweet. I know we were having a dimple conversation.
Yes.
About holes in faces.
Yeah, you say you smile every time you see us. We're just excited to see your dimples.
Yes, and I'm just beginning to believe after working with Mario for so long that if you don't get any wrinkles, that just means your dimples are getting deeper. So at one point, you're just gonna be one big walking dimple, and that's not gonna be cute.
You're not gonna be that cute for once in your life.
Thanks for putting that out there, Jeannie. Thanks for putting that out there. Oh, real quick, where's my girl Lonnie Love?
Lonnie is in New York. She's actually working. But we love that. We love supporting each other, and that she's got something great going on, and I'm excited for us to all hear about it.
Nice. Well, congratulations, ladies.
Thank you.
Season four, man.
Yes.
And I love that it's live. How are you liking it?
Yeah, it's way
better.
Keeps
you on your toes.
Right?
Yeah.
Because
you
don't have time to think anymore.
And we don't care.
And best thing about live, I think you know when you're going to get done.
Yes, yes.
You know when you're going to get done. And you are out no matter what, right?
Yes. Pam gets to go home.
I get to go home. I get to pick up my son from school. I get to cook dinner. It's awesome.
I'm actually happy when I make it to happy hour.
Aiden is 4.5 and Araya is 2.
Okay.
I know.
You're right in the mix. I know.
Does it get better, please?
It just gets better. It just gets better and better. Okay. Are you done or do you want more?
I'm done.
That's it?
I'm done. Yes.
You're good.
One boy, one girl. One looks like me. One looks like Adam. We're good.
You're good to go.
Blessed.
I'm really trying to convince her to tell me and Kylie it out with me and pregnancy packed it out and just let's all be pregnant together.
She won't give it up.
Well, congratulations. Last time I saw you, you were single.
Yes.
And now you're married.
I am.
That is awesome. So happily married. You joined it so far.
I freaking love it. Everybody said like, the first year is tough. I'm like, I think you married the wrong person. It's been awesome.
Good for you. And are children something you want right away?
Absolutely.
Are you going to wait a while?
See what happens.
Okay. Yeah. Good luck. God bless you with all that.
I haven't missed a day, so I'm on a good path.
Yeah. It's inevitable. Right. It's bound to happen.
Exactly.
So, ladies, let's jump into some hot issues right off the top here. You mentioned the Kardashians.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, I left on a trip. I was off the grid for 5 days, came back. There's two more Kardashians.
Yeah. Potentially. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
We're learning on live TV. We have to say allegedly now, but yes.
We've learned.
I'm going to be the first to say I would be so hype if Khloe were to be a mom because I really like her. I think she's vivacious, fun, sensational. She's been wanting a child. And I think she would have the most fit mom bod. You know what I mean? Like, she's just so... I don't feel like she'd stop working out.
I feel like she's technically been, like, a great maternal person already in her family. Matriarch in her family already, almost. You know, like, obviously... with Rob and with the girls. I think she's awesome. She's got great maternal instinct. And I think she's wanted a child for a long time.
That's
she's spoken about
say.
It.
Yes.
So it's awesome. So if it's true, congratulations, fingers crossed.
But why are we focusing on the Khloe one? What about Kylie?
Well, Kylie.
She's struggled for so long, so it is positive.
True.
Yeah. Kylie, is it wrong to think like, it seems like she was just a baby.
I was going to see Kylie as a baby because I've noticed since she was a little girl.
Yes.
So in my head, I'm like, oh my God, she's so young. But, you know, if you look at these people, she has her life a whole lot more together than I did at 19 years old.
And she has an amazing support system. I mean, whether you like the Kardashians or not, they are there for each other 100% of the time, all the time. Yeah.
And a $1 billion makeup company doesn't hurt
her. Right.
She won't be struggling financially to raise the child.
She does have an advantage.
Yeah. Again, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Allegedly. I want to say it like Jocelyn
allegedly.
Said it on our show.
Allegedly.
Moving on to football. You think we're all going to be talking about the national anthem for the rest of the year? How do you feel? Because your father is
me.
Yeah, because your father being in the military, and I've got family who's in the military.
Yes,
so.
I think the flag means something different to everybody. So you have to speak your truth. So if you want to stand because you've served so many, you know, tours in your life, good for you. If you want to sit, if you want to kneel because there's, or sit or stay in a locker room because you believe, you know, there's racial, you know, social injustice and you want to stand up against police brutality, go ahead and do it. That's the reason why I did like seeing some of the players standing, but at the same time, they were locking arms with the athlete next to them because they were basically saying, okay, I'm not going to kneel, but I support your decision to kneel because that is the way you feel.
But at the same time, it's a business, right?
Yes.
And let's assume for a second you're opening up Pandora's box and in Colin Kaepernick's case, it was regarding police brutality. Let's say the next guy wants to, he doesn't like the pay disparity in this world. And the next guy doesn't feel that women's rights are, and the next guy doesn't want LGBT issues. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So whose cause is to say, and then all of a sudden we've got all these and it's turned in, could open up Pandora's box. Danette, do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, but that's what I love most about America is that today more than ever, people are realizing that they have to choose somewhere to stand. They have to choose. Are you angry with the way the president's running the company? Are you angry with the way people of minority are being treated? People care more. Before, when the anthem went off, people just stood because they're like, oh, I don't want to be the one looking like I'm not standing. It just was a move, and some people really cared because of obviously our rights
patriotic
and all that
reason.
But now everybody, even kids are kind of being forced to think like, what's the uproar? So it's almost like even in this area where everybody's speaking up about it, you're speaking up, and America should have a stance. We constantly still convince the younger gen to like want to vote. Now everybody is talking about the state of our affairs, and that's important.
How often do you guys get into politics on your show?
We're not a political show. But we do have a voice, and we want our voice to be heard. If it's something that we feel passionate about, if it's obviously something that's going on, not so much Republican Democrat conversation, but this is social conversation.
It's an active citizen.
Exactly. And I think that it was important for us to speak up about it.
Hugh Hefner recently passed away.
Shocking.
Right? You felt like he was going to live forever.
He
was 91.
That's a full life.
I'll take
he
91.
Lived his
yes.
Yes. That's a real
91
full life
walking
of a
around
lot of nice
a,
thing
yeah. in a robe.
He walked
women.
Around a robe for like a good 50 yes. years.
And smoked lots of cigars.
Yeah,
right? And had lots of sex.
Yes,
yeah.
That
God
too,
bless
Cam.
Him. Did any of one of you ever attend any of his infamous parties?
I've never gone.
I did.
Kind of wish I had.
I did twice of them.
Which one did you go to?
I went to the one in 99.
No, but which party? Was it the Midsummer Nights or the Halloween?
I may have gone. And he also had a soiree that wasn't either of those. And that was 99. It was just an easy one. The grotto was there, but it wasn't the grotto.
Did you get in the
no.
pool?
No. The cesspool girl?
Wait, what is the pool? Yeah. What pool?
No, he's got the swimming pool that sort of, it just travels yeah. throughout
Are
the
Are you
whole
serious?
Property.
Low key yes. a lazy river.
We'll use the yeah. word swimmers.
Oh my God.
Swimmers in there. Just kidding. But it kind of, you know what I'll yeah. say.
Yeah, I'll tell you about those parties off air.
How are your bodies? Were they like just like
oh, beautiful.
Hard, beautiful, perfect.
You definitely want to come lubed and oiled in every way. Because
sorry, lubed?
Yes.
Did
yes.
you see my face?
Sorry. But like oiled. Up all the women, you want to be glistening. It doesn't make sense if you go there in like a pantsuit or anything. You want to go there looking sexy,
but it
really is. It isn't just for hooking up. Let's be honest. He was a really good host.
Yeah, he was very much a gentleman every time.
And great people there too. Iconic people that come just to have a good time. It's not just the others. And then there's the grotto.
Exactly.
Got it.
All kinds of rumors about who might be performing the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
From Justin Timberlake.
To even Britney. Oh my gosh, the list goes on and on. Who would y'all like to see in Minneapolis this year? Or next year, technically.
I say Justin Timberlake, but he should bring out Janet Jackson.
Right?
Yes. Yep.
Talked about that earlier.
Make it right. I know that he's expressed that he wished he would have handled the situation differently. This is the time that he can do that.
This time she rips off his shirt. He's got a nipple ring.
Well, Jeannie wanted her to rip off his
pants.
Well, it's got to be
next level.
It's got to be
next
eye for
we
eye.
We now have or, the 5-second
or
delay.
It's got to be tit for tat. But it's got to be something. I don't need like a something about Mary moment. I just need a little.
All right.
A little something. Do you think Janet Jackson would do that, though, if she's not the headliner? That's the question.
I think she should do it.
For that moment, it'd be iconic.
Yeah, come on. It's iconic. It's for her to come back. She also is now going, she's on tour right now. Right. Mm-hmm. It's the perfect time.
She is a mom now, though.
She is.
And that's why she shouldn't do anything. Maybe he could show no sense.
Right, there you go.
Yes.
All right, I want to put you all on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay? We'll go down the line.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Go-to karaoke song.
I Will Always Love You.
Damn, you take it down a notch. Okay.
We Belong.
Okay.
We Belong by Pat Benatar.
Yeah.
the song by Starship on Mannequin. I don't remember what it is, but I can always find it.
Oh, my God.
And we can build this thing together.
And y'all are with the anthems.
Yeah. Oh.
Nothing's going to stop us now.
Yeah, let's go.
That's the song, man.
That's what I fell in love with, Kim Cattrall.
Yeah,
made me question my sexuality, praise the Lord.
Oh, I thought it was me.
That too. That's on the
real quick, while we're on this thing, Rolling Stone magazine recently had the sexiest videos of all time. First thing that pops in your head when you think of sexiest music video of all time.
Sexiest music video.
Britney Spears, I'm a Slave for You.
That was number four on the list. Yes.
That just came to my mind.
Oh, God. Prince? Anything with Prince?
I got one. Hurry, you ready? D'Angelo, camera ends right above the line.
How does it feel?
Wait. Oh, my God. I got it. Boy, it feels really good.
Go ahead.
Yes,
bailamos. You know,
Bailamos.
You said it so cute. With Enrique Iglesias.
Okay.
That is awesome. TV guilty pleasure.
Aw, dang, this is supposed to be quick. Oh, somebody say something.
Kardashians, because I watch, Life of Kylie. I watched Life of Kylie just to understand it.
Wow, you cannot get guiltier.
Law and Order SVU marathons.
I have two kids under five. There's no TV.
Right, I'm with you.
Law and Order SVU marathons. It could take up my entire day.
Nothing guilty about that. By the way, you get sucked into those. I go back to back, too.
The whole day, I have the whole thing. Dum-dum, sexually based offenses. Like, I have the whole thing.
Right? It's the best.
These are their stories.
Love it.
Celebrity crush growing up.
You, duh.
Ah, come on now.
No, that's the truth.
Real talk.
Cute. Bible, I swear. Yeah.
So cute.
Love
she does
you.
Love dimples.
Yeah, crush been a problem. Growing up, I loved Joey McIntyre.
Okay, please don't go, girl. Hit that high note.
Please don't go, girl.
Great song.
I would have to say, I love myself some Robert Smith from The Cure. And then David Bowie in Labyrinth with the balls.
Oh, yes. You remind me of a babe. What babe?
The
babe
with
the power. What power?
All right, last one.
Yeah.
Who plays you in your life story? Who you cast?
Well, damn. Okay. Who looks like me?
Cast anyone.
Your daughter. I don't know.
Hey, Gia Francesca Lopez. She'll represent.
Boom.
Yes.
Natalie Emanuel. I absolutely love her. She's in Game
Who
of Thrones.
She plays
Khaleesi's little homie.
Khaleesi's, yeah.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Great casting. Side, love her.
Right? And she's gorgeous.
What is her name on it? What's her name?
I don't know.
There's like 400 characters.
I know, and there's so many.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yes.
Okay.
Hooked up with a dude with nothing going on right there.
Okay, there can only be one just really. Brenda Song. That's all I get mixed up with all the time. So I feel like we should pay it back to each other. Brenda Song, will you play me?
And for Brenda's movie, you play her.
Awesome.
Got it.
Awesome.
Well, girls, I wish we could hang out all day.
I know. Right there. So much fun.
Yeah, so much fun. And again, check your local listings for where you can watch The Real. And you can follow them on Twitter. At The Real Daytime. Thanks for stopping by, ladies.
Same for you, Mario.
For having us.
Yes.
Thank you. On with Mario Lopez.